And now a quick shout out to the podcast sponsor. That is, of course, Shopify, that we've been using for many, many years. We've got multiple shops. Tell me, tell us, tell everybody why Shopify has been such a game changer for us.
So recently on our Icon Buckstock shop, where we host all of our sort of shop platforms and everything like that, we've been actually delving in a bit more to the analytics.
Yeah.
So
Chris loves analytics, doesn't he?
Chris loves analytics, but you know who loves analytics more?
Gabor.
So Gabor has been going on there and basically changing the layouts of the shops. And then he can then see through the analytics whether the sales go up through certain sections that he's pushing to the top of the website. So he's been basically moving, going, oh, if I put hoodies near the top, does that change? And he can actually see from the analytics whether that is actually making a difference.
Incredible.
And you know what? It is.
Really? Oh,
so,
cool.
So him doing all of this is actually paying off.
And as we all know, Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Gymshark and Mattel, all the way to iconbox.shop. And the best thing is, if you're someone like Tom Lenthal, getting started is actually quite easy, because there's like design templates and you can make the shop look exactly how you like. Now, you've had a little look at the templates, and actually putting stuff together is very easy, isn't it?
I think anyone who knows Tom
will
know that that is an absolute, like, amazing that he's actually doing it.
You're
himself.
Lucky if he can use a phone.
Yeah. Exactly.
So has he been stabbing away on his keyboard?
He's been like, because he always does that look down in his nose and types with one finger. He's been doing it. It's taken him about 20 years because obviously he's typing with one finger, but he's getting there.
Yeah. And if you ever get stuck with anything, Shopify is always around to help with their award-winning 24/7 advice. So start your business today with the industry's best business partner, that is, of course, Shopify. And you can sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/autoalex. That's shopify.co.uk/autoalex. Right then.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
You have currently been stripped of your King of the Shitbox title.
Apparently
you,
so, yeah.
You
yeah.
have the opportunity to earn it back by dailying miles for a month solid throughout June. If you fail to do so, the King of the Shitbox title goes to me.
No way! Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast, episode 32. If you're watching us with your eye holes on YouTube, then you will notice that we are in a different arena. Rory, where are we?
We're in my living room.
Yay. Why are we here?
Because we've had a lovely barbecue.
We have? Yeah. Yeah. You lit her up.
I did. I put a few steaks on, a little bit of chicken.
Yeah.
A few wings.
Yeah.
It was nice, to be fair.
And then we sat outside in the cold.
Yep.
And smashed through.
Well, I've got to get use out of it.
You do. Yeah. You do. How much was that barbecue?
It was 590.
500. How much was your lawnmower?
What?
2,700.
Yeah.
You do like spending money, don't you?
Yeah, but you've got to live life to the full.
Look, live life, laugh long.
You could drop dead tomorrow. At least I would know I've done everything I possibly can and gone into debt as much as I can.
You have. Yeah, you should carry on. You should carry on. True. You should buy us all cars.
No.
What do you want? What should we get Roy to buy us?
But do you know what I'm really in the hankering for at the
moment?
Oh,
yeah.
B7 RS4.
I really? Those, please, Rory will have that. Yep. I will have a lorry. Give me a lorry. I quite fancy becoming a lorryist.
That would be nice. What,
that's quite funny.
You're going to do long-distance lorry driving?
I'm going to be a long-distance lorry driver.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to, by the end of the week, get a pot belly like you, and then I'll be like, ugh.
Jesus.
If you were a long-distance lorry driver, you would completely run someone off the road in a fit of rage.
Well, yeah, that's because they were probably in the way.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. It would have been Jack Joy as well.
Oh, no, we don't talk about that. Anyway, before we get into the meat and two of the Autotics podcast, a massive hello to Blair Wilson, currently listening to the podcast while on the Shinkansen, which is a bullet train in Japan.
That's very cool.
Isn't it? We've got hello to Tom, who won the car vertical V70R at Shedfest. We've got Ty Carter listening in his tractor at 1:15 a.m. We've got Kieran from North Wales driving in his mate's EP3. John Parry listening from Germany on their trip to the Nürburgring from the UK. We've got Fergus's daughter, Phoebes, who, by the way, is a massive fan of you, Taylor. And Phoebes would like a shout out from you.
Hello, Phoebes.
Hello,
Phoebes.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah.
What?
Was that it?
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that you're a fan.
You're lethargic, Taylor.
Why are you so lethargic? What is going
on? I've got really bad hay fever again.
Are you going to go see the man in the garage? He's going to stab you in the ass.
Yeah. And I'm going to get my hay fever fixed because I keep falling asleep everywhere.
At the wheel?
No, just everywhere.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is it quite difficult to drive while texting when you've got hay fever?
No, it's just quite difficult to live.
Okay.
It's quite difficult to operate in general.
To be fair, this area that we're in at the moment is probably not the best for you.
No.
Being in the middle of the country.
Yeah. And also your lawnmower keeps on going like all the time, like 24/7. So it's like blowing
all
the grass.
Well, yeah, it's because Taylor's coming. I wanted to try and fuck him up as much as possible.
It's flaring it up.
What did I say, Rory?
Sorry. No more swear words.
We're not going to use the F word anymore in the podcast.
Are we not allowed
to? No. I just don't want it. Okay. It's just unnecessary, Rory. You're unnecessary.
Sometimes
it's in the bin.
It's needed for comedic effect.
Then. Speaking of F words, like I've been watching Clarkson's Farm. Mm. He is very effy and blindy. Very.
Because he's got a lot of comedic effect.
No, but sometimes it's just like, it's just not even comedic anymore. It's just very effy and blindy. And I am aware, everybody, that people with their children are listening to the podcast. So when we say the word
shit. Literally just said it.
Sorry.
Jesus.
But we are going to make a conscious decision. No more Fs.
Okay. All right?
We'll still use shit because shit's not really one. You can use that at school and that's fine. Whatever your teachers tell you, don't listen. Also, hello to Josh Condello listening in Australia. We've got Phil in New Zealand. And Rory's mum, Jackie.
Hey, mum.
Hey, mum. Hey, how's it going, mum?
Oh, right, mum.
All right, mum.
Have you got any tissues?
Just blow it into this.
No, into the cushion.
No.
Let me get in some tissues.
Why don't you blow
kitchen
your nose
roll, please,
into
Rory.
A biscuit?
Rory, I want kitchen roll. Because I always blow holes in tissue.
Oh,
it all goes down
out.
The front.
Sorry, everyone, for this interlude while Taylor blows his schnoz.
My schnoz.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Rory.
Oh, he's got Kleenex.
Premium.
Oh, that's been pre-opened. Where was that?
Let me just put my beer down.
Where was that?
It was next to my computer.
Was it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh. Right. What have...
Sorry.
There you go.
Sorry. It's like the worst trumpet in the world.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Oh, by the way, love you, Phoebes.
There you go. Phoebes got a proper
He's woken
hello.
Up now.
Oh, jeez. All right, what have we all been up to? I'll get started this week. Big news.
Go on.
I washed my F11, my 530D touring, the best car in the world.
You didn't wash it.
Well, no, I paid three men.
That doesn't count.
I paid three men. I went to my local scratch wash.
Yeah.
And they got there, they got rid of all the bird shit and stuff. And they were
That's
like,
the only reason you got it done is because it was covered in bird shit.
It was so bad. Even my neighbour opposite said, he was like, have you noticed that there is bird crap all over your car? And I was like, yes. He was like, do you want me to come over and do you need to borrow a pressure washer? I was like, no, I have a pressure washer. He was like, okay, I was just making sure you knew about it. I was like, yes, I just don't care. So he was stressing. He was stressing.
Look after your car more.
Yeah, no, but no, it looks fantastic. Also, you know when like they knock on the window. Hold on, right? Dramatic effect.
What is this? The birds?
No, these are the people at the car wash.
The birds knock on the car window. Wait, can I shit on your car?
Inside, my friend. And I was like, yes, get the inside. And two men tag teamed the F11 from either side with big industrial vacuum cleaners. They didn't pull out, you know, the removal carpets. They just went around the rugs. And then another man was like doing the washing, like he was doing a real half-ass job.
So how much was this?
Wait, I'm getting to that. So that's an £18 wash, right? Oh. And then he looked in the back of my car, this man, and he was like, very dirty, very dirty.
Very dirty.
I can do good job for £25. And I was like, okay. And then he walked away and came back with a little spray bottle full of red stuff. And he was like, this stuff, very good. And I was like, okay, what is it? He was like, good. And he, broken English, obviously. Yeah. And anyway, he sprayed it all over the inside of the car and then got to scrubbing and then he missed loads of parts. So I actually joined him and we were just having a good chat. Yeah. Shout out to Sammy. He asked my name. We had a chat.
So you paid £25?
Yes.
To help a man wash your...
He needed help. Yeah, he was very lethargic. Maybe he also had hay fever.
He would have had hay fever.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, big update. The F11 is now clean. Got outside this morning. There's another bird shit on the front. I am fuming. They're doing it on purpose. So I've already been thinking, what do I need to do to modify the front of my house? And I think the only option is just to get a bulldozer.
Just knock it over.
And just smash it. Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure there's just a neighbour who's slightly angry at you just chucking yoghurt all over your car?
It could be. It definitely tastes like shit, though. So.
Maybe one of your neighbours has got a pet pigeon.
Yeah, maybe.
And they just hold it over your car and make it shit.
Squeezes it every time. What else have I been up to? Yesterday, What?
What have you done? You can tell us.
I put a cot together.
Oh.
I had to build a cot.
That's very real now, isn't it?
For a baby.
Mm, that's very exciting.
You've got a tissue hanging out of your schnoz.
Plug in the nose.
So yeah, put a cot together. Stuff's getting real. I would say that I've done it, but Rianne, my wife, has today, because she works for Autonics, you know, two, three times a week. Yeah. So she's booked in my speed awareness course for next week.
Okay.
So thank you, Rianne. So I'm doing that from 8 to 10:45. I'll be busy. That'll be fun. Yeah, won't it just?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rory, you had the suggestion, didn't you, of live streaming?
Yeah, yeah, we could live stream your course.
Yeah, yeah. And then people won't need to do it because they'll have seen it all over the internet.
That's a good idea.
So can you fail a speed awareness course? Has anyone done one?
No, I think if you don't turn up, you fail it.
No, but isn't it like a camera, like TV, laptop?
They do, yeah, and then they quiz you as well, apparently, where you have to be there answering all the questions. Oh. And if you don't, I don't know what happens if you don't, actually. Mm. Maybe you should try this.
I'll try it. I'm going to play the system. I'll play the system. Also, other news, Honda has invited Gareth and I to go to the Isle of Man TT again.
You lucky kids. I know,
it's good, isn't it? Right. Yeah, yes, yeah, so that's very, very exciting.
Am I going to get an invite to that at some point?
No.
I've always wanted to go.
I know, but Ian from Honda, he was like, it's just you and Gareth, I'm afraid, because from what I know of Taylor, he's far too stressful.
Shut up. I know
he's your most stressful friend, and we just can't allow that.
We can't allow that.
Also, we are filming today, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
So you have your classic Triumph Spitfire.
Yep.
Taylor, you have your Allegro.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, your Mini is a write-off.
Yep.
And it is my turn today. So after filming this podcast, today's Monday, we are going to be looking on Facebook Marketplace, eBay, wherever, Classic and Car and Classic, for my classic car for the series. I'm very, very excited.
What do you want to get? Do you know?
Classic cars really don't do it for me.
Why?
I've looked high and low and they're just all a bit shit. So hopefully maybe we'll stumble across something that's just a bit unique.
But I can't believe there's not a classic car that doesn't take your fancy.
Go on, quiz me.
A Porsche 964.
I prefer a 993. Mm. Also, this is a £3,000 challenge.
All right.
What about a classic Beetle?
They'll just drive like a bag of shit.
No, they're not that bad.
And also, it's just like, it's just so predictable. I'm going to get a Beetle.
A 2002.
2002.
Yeah, cool. But would I want to keep it afterwards? No.
Gee.
Yeah, it's just...
He's very picky,
you
isn't
are
he?
Very
I
picky.
Am. I am.
You know what you are? You're spoiled.
What?
I was saying this the other day.
What do you mean you were saying this the
Alex
other day?
Alex is no longer the king of the shitboxes.
I certainly am.
No,
it's
you
just
are not.
My shitboxes are nice.
You are now the king of the utterly restored, beautiful cars person.
Okay, name the beautifully restored cars.
E30.
Yes, well, we've done that ourselves, yeah.
No. What do you mean? Yorkshire Car Restorations did it for you.
Yeah, all right. Okay, fine. Next.
E46.
Which I'm spending a lot of money on getting it nice, yeah.
Yeah, but exactly.
Okay, what else? I have 30 cars.
MX-5.
Rusty.
Porsche.
High mileage. Super high mileage. 200,000
miles. But that doesn't
mean
it's a shitbox.
All right, what about everything else? The Alpha. Shitbox.
You sold it.
I haven't sold it. Chris wants to buy it, but we haven't done a deal yet.
He's buying
it. Miles, a high mileage hero.
That's just...
You don't drive it.
Yeah, you don't.
It's an ornament.
It's not your car.
It's an ornament.
Right, we're going to argue. We could argue for hours about this.
Look, your actual personal cars now.
They're all a bit too nice.
But I'm old. Yeah. I'm old.
They are a bit
too
nice.
Maybe. You need a bit more shit in your life.
Do you know what? Do you remember when Alex first started doing this? He was rolling around in a high mileage E53 that was £1,000.
Yep. I would still have that if it wasn't for you, Les.
No.
I would still have that.
I don't think you would.
I love my nut.
Look, you went from an X5 that was nearly 20 years newer and you were like, nah, it's not good.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so case in point. I bought a new X5, a newer X5, and I was like, I'm not about this life. I'm the king of the shitbox. I can't be rolling around.
And your F11 is not a shitbox either.
Yeah, but it is super high mileage.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not high mileage.
It's a 2014. It's done 185,000 miles. That's pretty high mileage for a car that is effectively brand new.
But it's not a shitbox.
No, it is fantastic.
No.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, but it's not a shitbox.
No, it's not. It's fantastic.
So,
but I love
this
shitboxes.
This goes back to my Alex is no longer the king of the shitboxes.
Just because I like to drive cars that are somewhat reliable to get from point A to B does not mean that I'm not the king of the shitbox. You shut your mouth, Rory.
I'll tell you what. If what? You think you're king of the shitboxes,
yeah.
Daily, one of your shitboxes for a month.
Oh,
solid.
Yeah, which one would you pick?
Okay, as long as it's ULEZ compliant.
No, otherwise I'll be paying through the roof.
It doesn't matter.
I'll be paying through
just
the roof.
Just put it on auto pay. You won't notice it.
Yes, but
Shut up.
Which one are you going to pick? Ignoring ULEZ.
You choose it. You choose. Mm. Oh, there you go. That shut
I'm
going to
choose one.
Go on then.
Miles.
Fine.
Daily miles for a month. Solid.
You pay the ULEZ and I will do
no,
that.
No, you pay the ULEZ. Your car.
Okay,
you'll save the money and
if
fuel.
If I drive miles as a daily driver, what does that prove? What do
it
I get in return?
You're the king of the shitboxes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it prove?
All that will cost you is like £220, which you'll probably save because miles are so economical.
Okay, what do I get in return then?
Huh?
Except for acceptance.
The title that you are the king of the shitboxes.
Okay, so you are stripping me of my own title.
I'm stripping you of the title.
So for 1 month, I have to drive miles.
Yeah.
Why are you rubbing? Oh, God, stop rubbing the mic against your tit. The only issue is, right, miles is...
Sorry. Hay fever.
Miles is a very recognisable car.
Yeah.
There is a reason I don't drive a lot
Miles
of these cars.
Miles is not a recognisable car.
It's the most
bog standard thing you can
you
get.
You shut your dirty potty mouth.
No, it is not a recognisable car.
Alex, you make such shit excuses.
Fine, I will daily drive Miles.
Yeah?
Yes.
From which month?
From the start of next month.
When is that? May, June.
June. The whole of June.
Whole of June. I could be a father. No, that's too soon. Mm.
The whole of June.
The whole of June.
Fine.
Yeah?
Fine.
Okay.
And then I could buy myself a brand new Taken and then I will still be the king of the shitbox because I've proven it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to prove a point, I will buy a Taken.
I'll give it you.
Shake on it. Right now. Crap. There you go. Shake. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I can't shake.
Fuck off.
Swearing.
Bloody off.
Do you know what's really funny?
What?
The one thing that Alex has probably got used to now, which Miles does not have.
I don't care.
Aircon. And we're going into, you've just picked June.
I know. Isn't it perfect?
Right. There is one more thing that I've not told you about that I've been up to.
Go on.
On Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I had to go somewhere. It's something that we have touched upon a couple of times. Rianne booked me in. I went and I was given horrendous news.
Oh! Oh! I know what this is!
Right.
All right. Come on, Taylor.
Did you do an ADHD test?
No. But it is a test. It is a test.
Did you do an autism test?
I went to a little known shop called Specsavers.
You did an eye test.
I went.
Have you got cataracts? And what you got? As you thought, you've got 20/20 vision.
So my long distance is near perfect.
Yeah,
which is good. So it's like plus or minus, I don't know what they mean, 0.25.
Wait.
What?
Please, are you going to get reading glasses?
I need reading glasses.
Please, can we get in the little straps that go around the neck?
This is why he's always on his phone and he's always looking like...
the man who did my eyes was like, oh yeah, I bet when you're looking at your phone or a screen, if you squint a little bit, then you can see it clearly. I'm like, yeah, exactly right, yeah. So I have astigmatism as well. In one of the eyes,
I've got one of them.
Which means that is it your pupil?
Yeah, it's like, no, it's your eye is oval shape or whatever.
It's not your eye. It's like your pupil or your lens or something isn't perfectly round, which is what it should be. It's more rugby ball shaped. So long distance is plus or minus, I don't know which one, 0.25, which Rianne said, that's cute.
Yeah.
And then near distance is one. Plus or minus.
That's quite a bit, actually.
Well, I mean, to put it into perspective, Rianne is... 3 point something.
Yeah, but Rianne's blind.
Well, she's not.
She's legally blind.
I'm -4.
-4?
Yeah.
But you wear contacts, don't you?
I do, yeah. Without my contacts, I literally couldn't drive home.
Really?
Which is why I struggle, again, with hay fever, because when my eyes get itchy, I itch my eyes.
Well, why don't you wear glasses then?
Because they give me a headache. I do sometimes wear my glasses. You've seen me before with my glasses on.
So I have, for nearly 40 years, I've prided myself in two things. Good teeth, like strong teeth, healthy teeth, and healthy eyes. My eyes have let me down.
You're so old.
And I told my mum, and she was actually like disappointed in me as well. she was like, I had to have glasses when I was 10 years older than you. I was like, brilliant. That makes me feel fantastic. But don't forget, you know, like different generations, mum doesn't wake up and look at her phone the first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But I've like now consciously trying not to wake up, look at my phone or, you know, when I'm sleeping.
Is that actually going to help?
Well, it just puts strain on my eyes and then I get a headache.
Yeah, because you haven't got glasses. That's the only reason it puts strain on your eyes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just need to wake up in the morning, put your reading glasses on at the bottom of your nose, with the straps around your nose.
So anyway, Rianne and I yesterday went on to Glasses Direct. We've picked out.
Wait. So you went to Specsavers, and you were like, no, none of these glasses are good for me.
Well, there was a man called Raz, and he was like, right, you got a round face, you need these glasses, and he was like, if you go for these, then your face will look even more round and fat. He didn't say fat, but I kind of read between the lines. So I can't have round glasses. I need to have like square glasses. So,
that's the same as me.
We went on to Glasses Direct and have ordered 4 pairs. And the good thing about that, it's not we're not sponsored by them, but you order them and they come free and then you just put them on your face. And then if you like them, then you just send them back and then they put the prescription in there.
Oh, I thought you've ordered 4 pairs because you just know that you'll probably lose them within them.
No, I only want 1 pair because I don't want glasses hanging around the house.
Oh no, you need to have them.
I will destroy them.
No, you need to have like one at the unit, one in each of the cars.
What? One in 30 cars?
You haven't got 30 cars anymore. I've sold a lot of them.
Yeah, actually, Taylor, you've done me a favour. You've sold the F15, haven't you? My X5.
I sold your X5 and your S4.
You have, which you'll get into in a minute. Because that's me done now. I just wanted to end on a real low point in my life, which is I need glasses.
It's not exactly a low point. There's loads of people that need glasses.
Yeah, no, it's a low point for me because I was just like, I'm just going to float through life and just good teeth, good eyes. That's just me done. Everything else
can
be that.
And they're sure you're right about the long distance because you couldn't read that number plate.
I think I was just very strained. But yeah, I mean, I've had the test and he was like, your long distance is fine.
Yeah, but was he blind?
He was squinting a little bit, actually. He was like, yeah.
I've actually been thinking for a few years about getting laser eye surgery.
Oh, you know, little Stephen, my mate, he revealed to us at Nando's on Saturday that he had laser eye surgery 15 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yes. He doesn't ever need glasses, which is fantastic. So
I might get that.
Yeah. I'm genuinely not at a point apparently where I need that.
You
I
have just to stop glasses. Spending money on cars though, Taylor.
You do. Especially the shit you're buying. Poor
what do
Luke.
You mean?
The shit you buy.
I buy some nice shit.
You do. Anyway, that's me. Massively disappointing. Rory, what have you been up to?
What have I been? I've been driving around my E46.
Have you? That?
Oh my God, it is amazing. Yeah. You guys went out in the other day. It is
really good.
It is quite fast now, I've got to say. After Bruno doing all his work on it, there was a slight issue that did happen, which was quite funny, where the exhaust bung wasn't done up tight enough. So I just heard this ping, and then suddenly a massive exhaust blow was coming because all the air was just coming out of the actual little hole
the where, O2 sensor
where an O2 sensor yeah. would go. But yeah, no, that car is amazing.
It's a good car, the car.
Yeah. And then obviously, as we mentioned at the start, I bought a barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And without fail, because I did it today as well, I've managed to cook on that barbecue for the last 5 days in a row.
Brilliant.
I've got a deal for you.
What?
You know, I've got to drive miles every single day in summer, in June.
Yeah.
You have to use that barbecue for every single meal that you eat here.
No.
Oh, God. I thought you had a backbone, man.
I don't need the title King of the Barbecue.
No, you do. You do. You no, just spent loads of money. No. Imagine your cereal nicely warmed up on that.
That would be lovely. That'd be fantastic. I think it might fall through the cracks.
It might, though. But
it could be lovely.
I've got another proposition for your King of the Shitboxes title. Right?
Right.
I'm going to add this in there, and this is the role.
Right.
You have currently been stripped of your King of the Shitbox title, right?
Right, okay, yeah, apparently
you,
so, yeah.
You
yeah.
have the opportunity to earn it back by dailying miles for a month solid throughout June.
Yep.
If you fail to do so,
the
King of the Shitbox title goes to me.
No way.
It does.
No, absolutely not.
Because I always daily my shitboxes.
Absolutely That's not. True.
Taylor does actually drive his.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, no, your 540.
All the
your
time.
Your 6 Series. Yeah, they are shitboxes.
I'm sorry. I've seen him drive his 540, his Mini, all of these other things, his 6 Series, far more than you ever drive yours. Far more.
Yeah, but that's because I take mine on special occasions, man.
Your special occasions are when a video's involved. Technically, you're just the king of the shitboxes for video.
Yeah, whereas I'm actually the king of shitboxes. Where's your Austin Allegro?
Hmm?
Hmm?
Oh, he's got you there.
Thank you very much.
What have you been up to? Shut up. Jesus.
I didn't finish.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Rory.
Barbecue. And then we have a special announcement.
Oh,
do we?
Who
has?
So Ethan and Jack.
Oh yes,
they've been away since their first video. It's been a while.
Yeah,
but they have been working on something amazing, which is their Iceland trip that they've done.
Ooh,
And that is coming out today.
Later today,
their first episode will be coming out.
Yeah,
which I'm so excited for. I think everyone is going to love that.
I'm really excited.
So this Wednesday, we're all going to be in the unit. We're going to set it live together, and we're probably going to have a couple of beers. Maybe we could go for a curry as well afterwards.
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Yeah,
that
you can pay for that.
What?
You can pay for that. We're going through a tunnel. Yeah, isn't it? It's nice,
nice of you to pay for a curry.
It's about time he gave back.
You know what? I'll pay for the curry.
Bring all your mates. Who do you want to come
can
along?
Can you do the curry on the barbecue?
Oh, I'm going to put it on my expenses. So yeah,
why you certainly are not. Rianne, do not pay for that curry.
Jesus. But yeah, apart from that, just that really. Barbecuing and driving an E46.
Nice. Living the life.
Living the vida loca. Mm. Upside down. Living the vida loca.
That's a good song,
come and blow you up.
Living the vida loca.
Hey. Taylor, where you been up to?
Apart from being the king of the shitboxes.
Shut your dirty little man.
As king of the shitboxes.
No.
Well, to be fair, this is like one of the first weeks.
Oh, wait. Where I've been I just interrupt with something? I forgot to tell this story. So, you know, it was really sunny over the weekend.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was barbecuing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And then when me and Taylor were in Vietnam, I had a load of shorts made up.
Oh, yeah. This is quite funny.
And then while I was there, bearing in mind, I wasn't exactly my slimmest when we were over there.
But you were fat.
Yeah. And I went, could you just put a bit of extra on? Because I like a bit of a looser
Yeah,
waistline. Baggy. Yeah, yeah. Just in case you want to grow into it.
So is it really loose now?
I couldn't do them up.
You could get in.
I couldn't do them up.
Have you got them here?
I do.
Do you want to run upstairs?
I don't want the embarrassment.
I want to see all of his meat just hanging out of
them. I don't want the embarrassment, no. I couldn't do them up.
Oh.
And they were tailor-made to my waistline.
What size were they? Are they like, they must be a 30, 38 now, oh, 40. So.
I just had to buy some. Been a 32 my entire life, and I had to buy a 34.
Are you having to now shop at Giacomo?
Well, the worst.
Giacomo!
But that's the problem. When you buy a 34 shorts,
yeah,
because they don't have like 34 shorts or 34 things.
So it looks like a dress.
They're like on the top of my knees. I look like I'm just wearing my dad's sort of shorts.
Yeah.
And my dad's not even tall.
No, no. Do you know what you should stop doing?
Barbecuing?
No, barbecuing's fine.
Drinking beer.
Well, no, beer in moderation. But you know, when we had our one wrap each with meat.
Yeah.
And then Rory went back and grabbed another wrap and then filled it. And I mean, filled it, brimmed it, his wrap, with white rice. And then put a little bit of chicken in it.
And
closed
cheese.
It up. Mm. And cheese. Closed it up. And he was literally just having a rice wrap.
Mm.
And I was like, is that nice, Rory?
It was lovely.
So, oh, I really like rice, I do. Like, maybe just ease off that a little bit.
To be fair, I want to go on a diet as well.
Go on, Tay. All right. 1 month.
Oh, here we go. We all have to do something for a month. I have to drive Miles.
Yeah. All right. And Taylor, we have got to lose
3 stone each.
No.
In a month?
What?
Jesus. Can you just. Sorry, everyone.
We've got to lose 10% of our body weight.
Rory, how much do you weigh?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You know.
I haven't weighed myself recently.
Get on and jump up. Let's have a look.
You're not going to be able to tell.
I reckon Rory weighs...
No, but you can tell us.
15 stone.
I think I was at this point maybe like 5 years ago and I was 13 something.
So what's that in kilos? Like, I only know kilos.
I was...
I reckon Rory's about... 95 kilos.
No. I was 80 kilos about.
Oh, I'm 80 kilos now.
Yeah, but your muscle, mine's pure fat.
Oh. So do you think you're 80 kilos?
I think I'm like 81.
I think you're more like 84 now.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I reckon a good weight for you is probably 72, 73.
That's what I was when I was running.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened? Why did you stop running? Was it the rice wraps?
It was the rice wraps and the McDonald's and the takeaways.
Yeah. You had a lot of takeaways, especially when you live by yourself.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, the thing, I used to live in the centre of a city, so I could literally get everything on delivery.
That's part of my problem.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't cook at home.
All right, Taylor, you on for this? All right, so he's got to drive Mars for a month.
Yeah.
And we have to lose 10% of our body weight.
Okay.
So if I was you, I'd start eating as much as you can now because it'd be easier to lose.
So, all right, let's say in 1 month's time, at the end of June,
yeah,
we get on the scales or you get on the scales. You need to be at 70.
I love how this podcast is meant to be about cars. Now it's become Weight Watchers.
And lawnmowers.
And lawnmowers.
Rory, if you can get to 75 kilos,
yeah,
I think that'd be a massive win.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you can be king of the diet.
All right. Taylor, do you know roughly how much you weigh?
I don't, but... Excuse me.
What do you want to be at?
I will weigh myself.
Yeah.
And then I'll send you a picture of what I weigh on the scales.
Mm. Just send us a naked picture.
All right. And then we'll work out what 10% off of that is.
Okay.
75 kilos for you for now. Yeah? Shake on it.
Let me just put down my beer.
That's a good start.
And let me pick the beer back up.
There you go. Just trying to think if there's any more incentive. Is there an incentive for you? If you can get down to 75?
What about?
Oh,
right.
You know that paying half towards my supercharger kit if I win?
Yeah.
How about I'll get that.
That's quite a big incentive.
That is a big incentive.
Yeah. Okay.
But just think, you're helping save a life.
So how much? No, genuinely. Yeah, no, I'm all about that. Mm. So your ultimate weight is probably 72, 73. You're probably 84 now.
We'll weigh ourselves exactly. Okay, so we can give the exact 10%.
Okay.
Is that possible to lose 10% in a month?
So, yes, with a very, very strict diet and exercise. Mainly a strict diet thing, which is the difficult part.
Or Ozempic.
Oh, what?
Ozempic.
What's that?
It's the new weight loss diabetes thing that all the celebrities are taking.
Okay. Don't do that. Don't do that. Good diet and exercise. If you can do that, then I will pay for half your supercharger.
What do I get?
You just won't do it, though.
Yeah, but I will.
No, but you actually will.
All right, so I will. And when I do, what do I get as an incentive?
I feel like you could be even more stupid, Taylor.
I'll buy you a house.
Shaking it?
There you go, shaking it. There we go.
That's what? Legally binding.
What?
You owe me a house in
fine.
June.
Absolutely fine.
That's my 30th birthday in June as well.
No, yeah, come on, let's do something realistic. Something realistic.
Why am I paying for your better health?
You're saving a life.
You've got to save your own life.
All right, maybe you could both give me an incentive.
Well,
Brilliant. Right, we'll discuss this off camera. Maybe if you guys listening with your ear holes or watching with your eye holes, leave a comment and see if we can come up with a realistic incentive for Taylor.
No, I've got it. Well, I've got it.
Yeah.
And it benefits the channel and benefits us.
Right.
Is it that he leaves the country?
No. We will pay, and I say we.
So I like how you say we.
Alex.
Yeah. The company.
Well, I mean, I'm going to pay. I'm paying for the bloody engine, which is going to...
The engine.
Part towards it. But we will pay for his engine swap kit for his E46.
Oh, that's
the
fair.
M62 in
yeah,
it.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, let's just be realistic about this. I think you're about 105 kilos.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there.
If you can get to 95 kilos, we will do that.
Shake on it?
Shake on it. There you go.
Just as an infill, just to make everyone aware, obviously you're building Barney, your E46 M3 Touring.
Yes.
Yep.
Rory has a 330i supercharged Touring.
Yep.
And you're going to have a competition.
Yes.
And I felt left out. And I love an E46.
You do?
So I recently bought an E46 Touring. And then I also bought a 4.4-litre V8.
You did.
With a manual gearbox.
Yes.
And I really want to put the V8 in the Touring.
Yes, you do.
And I looked up all the specifications if I were to do that, and they're all very equally matched.
So it's going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the S54 has the most power, but the least torque.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is like the middle ground where it's got a good amount of power, but a good amount of torque.
Yeah.
And yours is the least amount of power, but the most amount of torque.
But also, believe it or not, the 4.4-litre V8 weighs 50 kilos less than your S54.
But it's okay because it's offset with you.
Funny.
Mm.
It won't be by the end of the month. Yeah.
50 kilos less?
My 4.4 V8 weighs 50 kilos less than the S54.
And mine's lighter than both.
Yeah, yours is the lightest.
Wow.
So anyway, we're going to do a three-way. Easy. We will pay for your entire kit if you can lose 10 kilos.
All right.
And I personally will, I can't even remember what we said, pay for something. So, your supercharger, half your supercharger kit.
Yeah.
If you can lose also 10 kilos.
Okay.
10-10?
Yep.
Okay. Right. Should we do a three-way shake?
Also, Alex is going to be potless by the end of June.
Wait. Right. Should we do like a...
Oh, hang on.
Three-way shake. Three, two, one.
Yay!
Jesus.
Okay. So, yeah, we will do that.
All right. So, the channel gets content either way for all of them.
And you get a better lifestyle.
Yeah. Because I need something to incentivize.
Yeah, I do as well.
Half a supercharger, Rory.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Are we going to do this, Tay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my salad?
Right, Taylor, what else have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, last week was probably the first week in a very long time where I was filming every single day.
Ooh.
Literally every day. So I was with you 4 days, and then we were with Drive Tribe doing a shoot on Monday, which was really funny.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So funny, I thought we were going to get kicked out at one point.
Yes.
You wrestled Mike Fernie.
Sorry,
to the
Nick
ground.
Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke ran over a cameraman's foot.
Yes.
I was on the bonnet of a moving car going down Dunsfold runway.
While I was sitting on the door, which was open.
Yeah.
And then Ben Collins nearly killed me.
Yeah, Ben Collins nearly
ran. But we don't talk about that health and safety.
And the camera over, can't mention that. And I genuinely thought we'd never be invited back.
Yes. But I think I've actually got a message.
Has Mike Fernie said anything to you about him being wrestled to the ground by you?
Yeah, he said he really enjoyed it. And he was quite excited, I think.
Was he?
Quite enjoyed it, yeah. And Nick Fox actually messaged me, and I think he quite enjoyed working with us for the day.
Yeah, he's actually messaged me to say if I could do a little video with Mike at some point. But it says something about the MGF. So, Nick, I'm out. Car shit.
I think you two, especially last week, we've just watched the... So there's going to be an E30 rebuild video.
Yeah. Which is really annoying because Donut, James Pumphrey, has literally 2 days ago released S54 swapping and doing everything you can do to his E30 coupe. And it's just like, you dick.
Oh.
And he's got more power, baby.
Oh, no.
But they don't have as much fun doing the rebuild as we
do. Which is what I was going to say. Yeah. I think you can probably tell what mood these two were in by watching that episode.
I was quite lethargic.
Which is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm. What do you mean, what mood? What mood? Were we in a mood?
We were in our special ADHD smash everything yuppie mood.
That one. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. we have Juicy to calm everything down.
Juicy's first proper week actually, doing work on videos. Who's ringing? Who's been?
I think it's me.
But yeah, it was our first proper week with Juicy where he was actually doing work on cars with us, alongside us on videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the reason why we brought Juicy along.
We need Juicy so much. Juicy, we need you.
To be fair to him, if he wasn't there, we would have got absolutely nothing done.
I think we would have burnt the unit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we had got to that point where it was quite hard for us to work on a car with the levels of concentration between us.
Yeah, and my levels of lethargicness.
And Josh just brings it all back.
He does.
We've actually done it. I hope you guys really enjoy this episode tomorrow because it's our first episode back to actually working on a car, getting a lot done in a day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good episode.
And let me tell you, my E30 Touring it's finished now, looks
it's really nice.
The bollocks. Oh. It is literally my dream, my E30.
Mm. Yeah.
Red Touring, amazing interior, incredible wheels. I was actually watching through the episode again yesterday for the intro voiceover, and I completely forgot about the cracked head, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it does need a new engine. Do you remember? It was cracked. It's
got putty.
The crankcase.
Oh, God, it was
cracked and it's got putty. So that is always going to blow out shit, isn't it?
So what engine are we putting in it?
I don't know.
Barney.
Yeah, potentially, what is it, M52?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
M54. M54, yeah. My Barney's high mileage Barney's old engine, which has done 222,000 miles.
Because you've got gearbox, ECU, engine still spare with that.
Yes, I would love that. That would be another forever car.
Because that is what is going to be similarly happening. So if we do our Poland road trip, we will be going with one very heavily modified 6-series engine, because you will have your ITBs and everything.
Yeah, which you will see soon.
Then you'll have your E30 with an M54 in, my E28 with an M52 in.
And then we've got the E32 as well.
Yeah.
And you know, I've mentioned to you who hopefully we could get to drive.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've told anyone here.
Have you told him?
Well, yeah, I asked him. I asked him and he seemed up for it. But you know, we were doing the Drive Tribe shoot last week.
Yeah.
Mr. Ben Collins was there as well, which you'll get to see on the Drive Tribe channel. I think in June, they said.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Poland trip to him and he seemed up for it only if the dates work.
Yeah.
So that could be very, very exciting. Also, as he was leaving his Volkswagen Caravelle, can you guess what we saw on his vehicle?
Oh, not Ben.
And it's something that he did himself.
Not Ben.
Yes. He put them on.
Yes.
4D number plates.
He's got 4D number plates.
Come on.
Shall we phone him up?
But,
let's grill him.
He needs to answer for this.
He does need to answer for this. Right, here we go.
It was Ben.
Right, here we go.
God, do you reckon people just love that you ring them up?
Oh, hello. Alex.
Oh, hello, Ben Collins. How are you? You are live, but not live on the Auto Alex podcast. Please do not swear or say bugger.
Ah, good. Thank you for the warning.
Yes. I have learnt my lesson to give you good warning.
You need to, because you never know what I'm doing when you call.
Yeah. Why? What are you doing, Ben?
I always answer.
What are you wearing, Ben?
Okay,
well, that's a disappointment. Ben, we were just talking about our Poland trip, and you know how when we were in your lovely motor vehicle, I discussed maybe the if you would join us if the dates work, going to Alt Race.
I love going to Poland. So what's this Alt Race? What is it? Ultra Race or Alt?
It's called Alt Race. It's like the European's biggest car show, and we're going there with Car Vertical as well. And we are driving four old BMWs, and we have three men, and we need one willing man, and that could be you. It could be you.
What type of BMWs are they?
We have an E30, an E28, we've got an E24, and an E32 7 Series 7355. Very comfortable cruise control. Bit of you, Ben.
Mm. How much were they?
It doesn't matter. I mean, why are you looking to buy?
No, I'm just trying to gauge the percentage chances of us actually getting to Poland. Or I have visions of being stuck on the side of the road with the hazard lights.
It makes for good CV.
Except for the 6 Series, all of them were bought for less than £5,000.
Yeah.
Do they smell? Or have you got? I know you've got an air freshener line. Not that I'm trying to plug that. How bad do they smell?
No, they don't smell too bad. They don't smell. You could while on the motorway, you could read one of your many books, which are available to buy now.
They are available, and audiobook as well for those driving long distances.
Fantastic.
Kept awake with thrilling content. I'm just thinking about a long distance. I know what you guys smell like. I'm just curious about the level of the car.
I smell fantastic. Thank you very
much.
It's
okay. I will get us an Ibis budget, and you know, we can have one of those dorm rooms where we could all share and sleep together. Oh,
yeah, that sounds good. But well, Ben, I would love to do a road trip with you lot. That would be hilarious if I could make it work. Yeah, so just, okay, just check.
Yes, end of June. End of June.
Racing. End of June. Yes. All right.
Okay.
Well, send me some photos. Would you get me excited? Of the cars.
Oh. Okay, because I can send you about 1,000 of those right now, Ben.
Jesus.
Sorry, there's one more thing we need to discuss, Ben.
Yes.
It's the manner in which you drove away from Dunsfold last week. And I don't mean violently or aggressively, but it was what you had fitted to your lovely Volkswagen Caravelle or Transporter or whatever it is.
Careful what you say, that's my wife's car.
You use it as daily driver, though, and I think it's your fault that they are on the car. And we are obviously talking about these 4D number plates. Ben, we thought you were sacred ground, and you've just ruined
it. They're in vogue.
They are. There's a reason for that. And you're not it. It just doesn't belong on your motor vehicle, Ben. So,
look, it keeps me on the DL. I like it. No one sees me coming in that van.
Do you just smash through the ULEZ at 70 miles an hour?
Of course not. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Like Gerard Butler.
Like Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have no idea how that relates, but there we go. Oh, yeah, Gerard. Oh, that movie. That's a fantastic movie. That is a fantastic movie.
Picture him, and just be careful what you say, and just you don't want him come around your house or someone like him that's been inspired by that.
Okay.
Be on your best behaviour.
Yes.
Otherwise, you get the butler.
Ben, out of interest, did you get your number plates from Halfords?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Because, Rory, no. Your dad did.
My dad has recently
got... He wants them. You can tell.
He does. Yeah. I mean, you can take the man out of Birmingham, but you can't take the Birmingham out of the man. Anyway, ouch. Ben, we'll leave you to it. I'm sure you're very, very busy. Put some clothes on, and then we can have a chat later.
Thank you. I'll get back to my Lego now. Take it easy.
All right. Cheers, Ben. Bye. In a bit. Bye. 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 He can't be bothered to come with us, can he?
I'm surprised he's not sick of you randomly phoning him during a podcast.
Yeah, no, I think he probably is, but you know, he knows what's good for him, doesn't he? He does. We are best friends, me and Ben. Right, Ben?
Are you?
No. I like to think so. But I don't think it's reciprocal.
I don't think the feeling's mutual.
No. I reckon next time I phone, it'll be block number.
Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't that be amazing if Ben could make it? That'd be fantastic.
It would be great.
The invite is there for you, Ben, to come and join us in our four old BMWs to Poland Alt Race. We're very much looking forward to it.
I'm super excited.
We will find someone else.
Yeah. Someone better. Who's better than Ben? Jimmy Broadbent.
Okay.
He's probably a better racing driver as well.
Ooh. You can't say that.
Or Chris Harris. I reckon he's faster in any discipline.
Well, he's out of work at the moment, so.
Oh, all right.
He's actually not. He's too busy taking the piss out of YouTubers.
He did go a bit mad that one time.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, are we all up to date?
Also yesterday,
yeah,
I sold some of your cars.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went out on my quad bike.
I saw that. Where and why?
I just went out on it. I've had it for a while. I like to float about on it in the summer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you pop down to the shops?
No, I went through the fields and stuff.
Your fields?
Yeah.
Oh, you bought fields as well?
Yeah, I've got fields.
Fantastic.
It's like Taylor's farm.
Is it? Okay, right.
You'd be the shittest farmer ever.
Actually, I'm
everything
very good,
would die.
You.
Yeah.
Everything
and
would die.
And he would eat all the produce.
I would do.
No, he wouldn't, because he's on a diet.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah. Yeah.
Had you already forgotten?
Yeah.
Right, now let's move it on to an email we received at...
podcast@autolxcars.com.
I actually want to come to your house at 3 a.m. I just shout that at you and just see what happens. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Ellie could let me in.
No, Ellie, please don't. Please.
So we've got an email from a lovely chap called Ronan. And he says, and the email says, Shedfest magic moment. You'll like this, Rory. Hi guys, my name is Ronan. Myself and my twin brother Cormac made the trip over to Shedfest this year from Ireland. We flew into East Midlands Airport on Friday and rented a car. Oh god, this is difficult to read, isn't it? It's just, I need my reading glasses. We flew into East Midlands Airport on Friday and rented a car on Saturday to get down to the show. Yes, we got stuck in all that traffic too and didn't get into the show until about 2:30, but that isn't what this email is about. Thank you, Ronan. The traffic was long and frustrating, but we met some cool people in the traffic jam that made it fun. Shout out to the two guys from Newcastle in the Navy MX-5 behind us. What I wanted to share with you was a magic moment we witnessed while walking around the show. We went up to the merch stands for a look and saw Tom Lenthal at his stand, and we were looking at the cool engine block coffee tables when a lady walked up to Tom and introduced itself.
Oh.
It was Rory's mum, Jackie. Basically, we got to see that moment in real time and see them meet for the first time, which was a funny little moment. Shedfest was fantastic once we got in and was worth all the traffic delays. And we had an awesome trip. So thank you guys for all your hard work. It was great seeing you all in person. All the best, Ronan Farrell. God, your mum is popular.
She is. Yeah, I think she's actually a lot more popular than me. Yeah.
There's no thinking. It's true.
Brilliant.
It's actually true.
Sorry. He's trying to sneeze the fat away.
The last time you sneezed, I counted 11 times in a row. Go on.
Do you know?
You won't sneeze again. You won't. Go on, you've got more in you.
Packing.
Do you need a moment?
I hate hay fever. Makes me sad.
You should see Taylor. He is such a sorry sight at the moment.
Sorry.
Do you know, fun fact?
Yes.
My auntie.
Oh no, he's going again.
My auntie was in traffic once and she had a sneezing fit and crashed into the back of someone.
Oh dear. That's a good excuse, isn't it? When you end up crashing into the back of someone.
Sorry, I've got hay fever.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, nice email. Well done, Jackie. You're very, very popular. Right, moving on to 20 questions. And Rory, it is your turn. Remember... Oh, you! Why do you look so confused?
Taylor's sneezed.
Remember last week, I went for the Suzuki Kizashi.
Yeah.
At Shedfest, a man from the audience picked out the MG ZR.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one... Did you get that or not?
Yeah.
You did get that. Hey, stop. Right. Go on, you got one more. Go on.
No.
Go on, girl. You won't sneeze again.
No, it's gone now.
You won't sneeze again.
It's gone.
Sneeze for daddy.
Shut up.
Sneeze for daddy. I don't have a daddy. Oh. I am your daddy. No, you're not. Oh, shit. Rory, why have you got your phone in your hands?
Nothing. No reason.
Okay, first question. Is it European?
Yes.
You're still researching.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I got it.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, this podcast just gets worse and worse, doesn't it? Week on week.
Is it German?
Yes.
Oh.
Crap.
Is it a Mercedes?
No.
Is it a Volkswagen?
No.
Audi?
No.
Oh, we've missed the obvious one.
BMW?
Yes.
Oh. So that's question six.
Yeah.
Is it pre-2000s?
Yes.
Oh, that's question seven.
Is it a convertible?
No.
Why are you looking at your phone?
No. So that was a question.
What?
That was a question. That's why I answered with a no.
He said, is it convertible? No.
No, and then you went, why are you looking at your phone?
Oh, shit.
Sorry, that counted.
No, so you can't answer it. Why are you looking at your phone with no? That makes no sense.
I did.
Yes, but it makes no sense.
Nine.
No, eight. So it's not a convertible.
No.
Okay, it's not a convertible.
Nine.
No, this is now question nine. Is it pre-1990? Oh, put your phone down, man. You need to know these things.
Yes.
Pre-1990?
Yes.
Okay. Shall we have a little conflab?
Is it a BMW M1?
Yes.
Oh my God. That was 10 questions.
It's good, isn't it?
That was embarrassing.
That's still not as bad as the.
Oh, Malou. We got Malou quite quickly.
Yeah, Malou was six. Yeah.
God.
Well done, Rory.
Well done, Rory.
I thought that would get more than 10.
Oh, yeah. BMW M1. No one's ever heard of that, have they? That's very rare.
But you had so many more BMWs to choose from.
Yes, but we got to BMW very quickly. Never test us on BMWs. No. It would always end badly. Sure. We should call it 10 questions and just make it BMW specific. we have another email from a lovely guy called, I say lovely, I've never met him. He could be a dick. Dave Adams, are you dick? Are you a dick?
No, Dave Adams sounds like a very respectable man.
No, okay. You can never trust someone with two first names.
Well, Adams?
Yeah.
Adams isn't a first name.
I've always heard you can never trust someone with a beard.
Oh.
Oh.
Never trust a man with a beard.
Oh.
Rory's got a beard.
Nah.
Yeah, he's more beard. You do have a beard.
No. You can trust me.
Can't trust
you trust me, right?
You trust me. We don't talk about that. Dave Adams has sent in a question, which is, would you rather own one very nice car or five unreliable shitboxes? Rory will throw it to you.
Well, I mean, I kind of have five unreliable shitboxes.
Oh, yeah. So looking out your window, what do we have?
We have a Land Rover Defender.
Which will be up for sale soon.
No, it will. It needs some work.
It will get resprayed and then it'll get sold.
It's debatable.
No, it will.
Sell it.
No.
Yeah, you
I like
sell
my
it.
Defender.
You're selling it.
I got my E28.
Yeah.
E46.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you have a Z4 as well.
The Z4. Oh, that? God, yeah, the Z4. And the Triumph Spitfire.
Yeah. And your Jag.
And the Jag. God, I have too many cars at the moment. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, question.
Yeah.
You either have the Jaguar.
Yeah.
Don't think about the other five. You know what you do on your daily basis.
The other five, hands down.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather put up with... Yeah.
Which one of those five would you take to the unit, bearing in mind it's about 100 miles each
It'd
way?
It'd be the E46 and the Z4.
But yeah. You're going to sell the Z4?
No.
Well, there's no point in having an E46 and a Z4. They pretty much
do
the same thing.
They're completely different. E46 is a fast road car. The Z4 is pretty much a track car.
Okay, so what tracks have you got booked?
All of them.
All of them? Starting with? You can't even name a track. He's panicked. We've got him.
The M40 track.
No, that doesn't count. I found out the hard way. They get you on the M40.
Do you know, I saw a man on the way here today standing on a bridge with a hairdryer.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he drying his hair?
No, he was pointing at all the traffic.
Really?
And
with a hairdryer?
I slowed down.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I didn't want him to catch me with the hairdryer and dry my hair.
Did he have it on full blast and it was
just stopping
the car?
Yeah.
Oh.
dry my hair out.
Okay. As for me, would I want to have a reliable car or five shitboxes? Hands down, shitboxes. All the way.
But you don't drive. You're not king of the shitboxes.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No, you're right. But I will prove otherwise. Mm. Just like you need to lose 10 kilos. And
what,
you.
What are we...
We've got a bet.
What are we like... Because I think there needs to be a bit more of a rule added to this. Because like my Jag is
Oh, that's also a shitbox.
It is a bit of a shitbox. Yeah, yeah.
Like, how can you call that a shitbox?
It's not a shitbox.
That's not a shitbox.
But value for money wise, like it is a very... It's a high mileage.
No, it's
what's the mileage?
140.
That's not high mileage. What are you on about?
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
He said that mine wasn't high mileage at 184.
It's not high mileage.
It's a brand new car.
Anything 200k plus is relatively high mileage.
It's a brand new car. It's 2014.
Do you know what? I'll swap it. So like, let's say the nice car, because you add up all the values of the cars.
10 grand.
I think you'd be looking... Like yes, yeah, like nice, like an M3 Touring.
Mm.
All right, so M3 Touring or all my shit boxes?
Oh, that's a good question. There we go.
I think I would.
Remember, you'd be scared to park it.
Yeah.
And what happens if Ellie wants to go out in it?
Oh, she will crash it again.
She will crash it again.
And think about when you have to daily it through the winter and it gets covered in shit.
I could genuinely flip a coin on that. I'd be happy.
Think
way.
How fast it is.
I'd be
grit
happy.
The roads
way.
And.
But it is all-wheel drive, so it's a 4x4.
And just think in the summer as well, when you go down the pub in your E28.
You know what, actually, yeah. I've got to say, I've had more fun driving that E28 around than I've drove a lot of, especially for like car throttle, and we got to drive a lot of nice cars and a lot of nice Aston Martins as well. Mm. And they are really lovely, but there is a bit of soul... left out of
they
them.
Do not speak to the soul, do
no,
they?
No.
You don't get what I like with a shitbox is that you get to a destination and you're proud of the car for making
it. Yeah.
Even if it's a 20-minute drive, you're like, you did a good job.
And you give it a name.
Do give it a name. I still haven't given my F11 a name. Mm. And that's literally my favourite car in the world.
I thought you called it Arfa.
Well, just ARF is the last three digits, but I never say, I'm going to say Arfa. I always refer to it as an F11. Whereas I've got Phil, Nigel, Barney... Roger, you know.
Do you know what I think it is more as well? When they start to get to a certain age or a certain whatever, they're all different. Like, you know, yes, an M3 Touring is M3 Touring. Whereas, like, when you pull up an E28, someone's E28 could be completely different to your E28 with an engine put into it, different wheels.
Or
different
someone's Austin Mini could not have a flaw.
Exactly.
It could be, like, completely rotten.
Like most of them.
Yeah, well, especially
actually,
like yours.
All
yeah.
the same
yeah.
Mini.
Which
yeah,
then...
All rotten.
Mm.
Are you a car guy if you just buy a new car?
Are you calling everyone with a nice car not a car guy?
Yeah, you can still be. You are still a car guy with a new car.
Okay, Shmi. He's not a car guy by your logic? Shall we phone him?
I would argue there are two different types of car guys. There is a man who appreciates cars and there is a man who lives and breathes cars.
I
would say that Shmi is more of an appreciator.
Could
of
you
car.
Not say he lives and breathes cars? His job is to live and breathe cars.
But I would say that it's his job.
But he's not...
Do you get what I mean? You don't see Shmi...
You get what I mean, bruv?
But you don't see him...
Getting his hands dirty.
Yeah, getting his hands dirty.
But that's because a lot of his cars don't need to get their hands dirty.
Because,
and they're also
but
too
it's also because I don't think he wants to.
Mm. It was funny, actually, in 2015 when we were doing the MX-5 turbo build at the NEC, Gareth and I handed... Shmi just walked up to the stand to see what was going on. And I handed him my exhaust manifold and he looked like his world had collapsed because his hands were just covered in shit. It was very, very funny. No regrets. That's always been the proudest moment of my life.
I disagree with you. I think there's loads of different types of car guys.
Mm. Mm.
And there are some, like us, that are obsessed with cars. And there are some that just appreciate them and enjoy having a cool
car. There are some that are obsessed with cars but don't like to work on cars. Is that what you're saying as well?
Yeah, well, you know, like...
I'd agree with that.
It's not even just that. For example, even when you go on holiday, you appreciate seeing different cars or rent a car or make a road trip or, you know... All literally all the time. I always think about cars.
Yeah.
So do I. Like when I go on a plane, I buy a car magazine.
Yeah.
Or when I go to another country, I admire all the different types of cars. Like when we went to Vietnam and we... No, I look at the pictures. And when we went to Vietnam and we were going, oh, look at the VinFasts.
Yeah.
And all the different smashy-uppy cars.
Yeah.
Whereas some people just like to own a cool car.
I'm still sticking to my... I think there's two different types of car people.
What about Jeremy Clarkson? He lives and breathes cars. He doesn't get his hands
I don't think he lives and breathes cars anymore.
I think he's done with it. He lives and breathes pigs and cows.
I don't think Clarkson actually gives a crap about cars much anymore.
He does. He still drives nice cars. He still likes them. He still appreciates them. Yeah.
He still drives his L3 too. Yeah, I think it's just because he likes it. And it's just cool. But yeah, I would also agree. I don't think he lives and breathes cars anymore. Mm. When you've been around them that much, and I imagine cars have probably... In some way kind of made him who he is, but also ruined his life a little bit. Because there is too much of a good thing.
There is a point where, and it probably will happen with us, where your job can only be your job for so long before it, your passion can only be your passion as a job for so long until...
I have always worried about that.
Yeah.
Mm.
That always has been my biggest worry.
Especially when you end up buying shit like you've done today.
Oh, yeah, but I'm king of the shit boxes. I'm allowed to.
But you're not.
I am.
No, you're not. The crown has been taken off my head.
Alex.
It doesn't automatically get put on your head.
I've just bought a Jaguar XJS. Fight me.
Which is shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that doesn't... What? It's shit. I said my whole point was it's shit.
Yeah.
Why are you happy about it? It's
shit.
Because
I'm king of the shit boxes.
Yeah, but it's got nothing to do with your business. Poor Luke phoned you up. He's like... Why are we buying all of this shit, Taylor?
Because it was going for scrap otherwise. I can't let a car like that go in the bin.
Mm.
In the bin.
In the bin! Anyway, I think we all agree, if it's a nice, reliable car or five shit boxes, we're going to go for the shit boxes every single time.
Yes.
Because they are charming, they are different, they are unique, and they speak to the soul. So, if you have a nice car, our advice is sell it, spend all that money on five shit cars and just fill up your driveways and your streets.
And then message us and let us know how you're getting on.
Yeah, and then sell them to us for dirt cheap and we will buy them. Because we don't have enough cars between us.
We don't.
What's your car count at the moment, Rory?
Six.
Six?
Six.
Yeah. One man.
No. What's yours?
It's a business thing, man.
Okay.
All right. What's yours?
Actually, that's a question.
Oh, God. What?
Do you personally own a car anymore?
Do I personally own? Yes, I own Barney.
Okay.
And Barney is my only personal car.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
It's a good car to have as a person.
Yeah.
Wow. It didn't look that good.
At Shedfest, no. Yeah, no. I mean, it was seven different colours.
It looks terrible.
And it ran like shit. It ran like shit as well. Yeah. So, Barney still needs a lot of work. I need to pay Reedish as well.
All right. I'm going to change this question then. If you had to sell all of your cars but one at the moment, but it was your commuting car, it was like your everything car driving
around. Six series.
You'd still pick your six series as your everyday driver car.
Genuinely, that has been the or one of the most reliable cars.
You won't drive that for the whole month of June.
Oh.
Why would I drive? Why do I need to drive?
Because you're the king of the shit boxes. Yes.
And your car is shit.
It's not a shit box. And I'm already proving by losing 10 kilos.
All right, Alex, your one car that you would sell. Won't keep. And it would be your commuting everything car. You'd have to sell them all, though, except that one.
Realistically, it would... Well, I'm a family man now.
Yeah.
So it would have to be Barney, E46 M3 Touring.
Okay.
Because I physically cannot get around with Phil. It's impossible. I need
Nigel.
A baby seat. I need space for Maisie the dog.
You put baby seat in Nigel.
Yeah, but where does Maisie go?
We're next to her.
No, it just doesn't work. It literally doesn't work. I would be forced to, but Barney's not being sold. Phil's not being sold. Nigel's not being sold. E30 Touring, not being sold.
What about you, Rory?
Mine would actually be probably the E46 as well, Touring. I've got to say, I had this conversation with Ellie when I picked up the barbecue, and I had I had the gas bottle in the back, and it was full with the seats down, and I didn't even plan on taking that car. I just took it, and I was this car is amazing. Not only is it now quick, it's sporty,
you can then also fold the seats down and take it to the tip and do all the rubbish dumping, yeah, which I did. I then picked up a barbecue, and it's just like, what more? And now on the motorway, when I'm doing 65-70, it will do 40 miles per gallon as well. It's like, what more could you want from a car?
Yeah. I would like to know how fast your car is as well in a straight line. That'd be interesting.
What do you mean? What, a drag race?
I mean a drag race. Maybe we could take the cars to VMAX.
We could. And blow them all up.
I've done that before.
I think
a VMAX run?
I think mine would blow up.
Nah, you'd be all right.
It would make great television.
It would make great television. Just think of the television. Right, anyway, how long have we been talking for, Rory?
It has been 1 hour and 10 minutes.
1 hour and 10 minutes. All right, I think that calls it because we actually have filming to do. I am going to buy a classic car today. What that is, I don't know, but you will find out week after next.
No.
Or maybe next week. Maybe.
This week is E30. Next week is E30 part two. And then the week after.
Week after next, you will find out my classic car.
We are so far ahead.
We're good, aren't we?
We actually need to get ahead because Rianne is going to be popping out a child.
Yeah, and we're going on holiday.
So we need to get ahead. Also, when we did the Drive Tribe shoot, they are so organized. And I was like, when's this video going out? He's like, sometime in June. I was like, what? Not tomorrow. Yeah. He's like, no, they're very, very organized. So fair play to the guys. Right. We're going to call it. Thank you very much for listening with your ear holes, watching with your eye holes on YouTube. Thank you again for all of the love for Shedfest, all the frustration for Shedfest as well. We have taken on board. We will do better again. I guess all that's left to say is whatever you're doing this week, do it to the best of your ability. Be kind. Be nice to people. Spread the love, man. All right. Buy shit boxes from us. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.